16 Minutes of Care is a podcast based on the CARE principles, a strategic framework that reveals how brands create impact by caring and, as a result, grow their business. In each episode, Isabel welcomes a company executive who explains how CARE has helped their business grow successfully and sustainably.
I'm very pleased to welcome Ali Sevik. He is the founder and CEO of HR On. That is a cloud-based human resources application designed to make HR tasks easier. But he also has a particular good care for his employees, and I'm very eager to learn more about that. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you very much.
Happy to have you here. You have written an employee manifesto, which is very particular and very special. I learned about it on LinkedIn, and I definitely wanted to talk to you because it's so special. One of the items in the manifesto says, allow people to work when they are ready. Mm-hmm. What do you mean with that?
I mean that people are able to manage their time better than anybody else. So when we allow people to manage their time, choose the right location, the right time, which fits into the rest of their life, family, personal issues, etc., we will get better results, and in the end, the employee will be much more engaged than if it was a traditional way of doing something on a certain time, in a certain location, because you have to.
You have about 50 employees. The company exists for more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. You have always worked in this way?
Yeah, we have always worked like this. Yeah.
And you can really say it works?
It works for us.
Does it work for other people, you think?
Yeah, I see a lot of other companies, company types, as well private as public, large as well as small scale, and production as well as service companies, who do things similar to this on their in their own way. So there's not one way of doing it. And this is one of my biggest issues when I talk to people, when they some kind of resist saying, no, but we are not a software company, but we are not, and but when they start with but, I always think this is not the case doing it exactly the same. It's more the approach. Do you trust people or don't you trust people?
So
then
it's really
then you will find your approach.
So it's really about trust.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. The second part of the manifesto is give people the opportunity to take a vacation when they need it. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that they can take as much holiday as they want?
Yeah, exactly. If they want more holiday, they certainly have deserved it. Why should they ask for more holiday if they don't need it? I think if you base your relation on trust, it's obvious to let people manage their vacation as well as their work. For example, in my situation, I have grown up children, so I don't need these normal vacations like the normal school vacations,
yeah.
Etc. And I enjoy to come to the company and enjoy to be part. For me, it's a kind of party each day. I don't want to miss it. So why should I be forced to take vacation? And on the other hand, we have an average age about 28. It's very young people. And it's young families, small children. I know they need much more flexibility, much more vacation. I mean, that I would gladly give some of my vacations to them. As long as they need it, as long as it makes a difference for them, everybody is glad. And we also need different vacation and type of work and time in the different stages of our life. This is what I see in my own position, but when I was younger and I had small children, the situation was another, and then I would love to have more flexibility and more vacation.
What is the average number of holidays in Denmark?
It is, you're allowed for 5 weeks, and there is an option of the sixth week also, which can be negotiated.
And that is paid holiday that you get?
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm.
And what is the average in your company that people take holidays?
It's minimum 5 weeks. Some take more, some take less. I mean, we of course register vacations because of many other issues, because it's we need to document as regards to law, and we also need to get track of it. I mean, does people get what they are allowed as a minimum, etc. But we don't use it for control. It's above the 5 weeks because we have people who needs and who also takes more vacations than the minimum.
And what you take on top of the minimum, you're not paid.
You're paid still.
You're still paid. Yeah. How does that work financially? How do you make the financials work with such a system?
I mean, if you think about working hours and productivity, it will not work. Because if working hours is equal to kind of productivity, it will not work. But we don't see working hours as the only sign of productivity. You can be motivated and have the really right solution and be in the right mode to produce something which is really, really good within short time. Let's say half an hour, maybe you just write an article which is just genius. And you can also work for hours without moving anywhere, without producing anything. So as long as you see hours and time as the equivalent for production, it will not work. So when our employees take more vacation, take more leave, children's parental leave, etc., they also give much more engagement when they're at work. So all in all, it will be equal because we have a certain capacity, and as long as we want the best and we do our best, we will be able to produce. So it's not a problem as regards productivity, vice versa. And in contrary, it's more, we get much more because, I mean, I remember we had, during Corona, we had a young employee with children. Her children were sick. She was sick, so she couldn't work in Corona, but she was so engaged that she came to the office and asked for her computer outside without coming, entering inside, because there was something she needed to do. Not because she's not because she has to do it as regards her obligations to HR on or rules or laws, but because she's engaged towards her customer. Our customers, our those who we serve. She felt that she needs to answer this customer who expected an answer. It's not working for hours, but just doing it and just thinking about it and taking this responsibility. It's done because we have this flexibility and because we have trust. If we only had working hours, stamping in and out, measuring on time, etc., why she wouldn't do it, I guess. Mm-hmm. She do it because she trusts in the value and because she has a relation to the customer and to her team. Mm-hmm. She thinks about her team. She's responsible for her team. And this is what we get from working based on trust rather than control.
Mm-hmm. You work in HR. The applications that you deliver are for HR departments. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of issues today in human resources, specifically with more younger people working for companies. They might find them, but they can't keep them. It's very difficult today to retain people. Do you see with your type of culture and your type of employee manifesto that it really is a proven method to gain and retain people?
Sure. We have so many applicants many of them apply to us because of our values. I have even heard, I've been approached by known profiles from the media who asked for a job and they would like to quit their job, which is a known, publicly known, very well remunerated job, because they want to be a part of this set of value and this kind of company. And this is, of course, I'm very glad to see these kinds, but also in general, we have many applications, and especially people who want us because of the company values and the company culture. Mm.
I'm Belgian. I could have thought, well, maybe that's a very Scandinavian approach of working. But even in Denmark, you're sometimes invited to the news. It's not so normal to do all the things that you do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as you mentioned from the start, we have always applied this kind of management. What we did in 2021, late, was that we formalized this way of doing it. Because when we grew and we, I mean, it's easy enough to do it when you are 10, 20 people. When you get 30, 40, 50, it's more difficult to tell people coming into your company saying, I mean, we just do it like this. It's just like this in our company. It's not that easy. So I felt that there was a need to formalize this, communicate it internally and externally. So we made up some teams and had a series of workshops where we had the task to formalize and to set words on what are we doing actually? What are we doing? What do we mean by trust? How do we handle time, working hours? How do we make sure that our customers get the support? Because we have support hours from 8 to 15, and no matter the flexibility, we need to serve our customers calling in and wanting support, though we still want to be flexible. And how do we handle this? And this ended up with our manifesto, where we simply defined our values, defined our framework for working together, and defined our vision and our goal. Mm-hmm. Why are we together? How do we want to achieve our goals? And what do we want to achieve? Mm-hmm. So these questions were answered by all employees together. We had an open document. Everybody could write in sessions, workshops, and we gathered everybody. And there was teams responsible for different kind of topics. And then we wrote this manifesto and said, okay, you know, in Denmark, I think this is also general in the rest of the world. You have the employee handbook, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So beforehand, we had employee handbook saying meeting hours 8 to 10, but we don't apply it. Vacation, this and that, but we don't apply it. But why do we use it if we don't apply it? So we replaced this handbook about working hours and what you are allowed to and what you're not allowed to with the manifesto saying, what do we want to achieve? What's our goal? What's our values? And then we will fill it out with our own common sense saying we do it like this. And when we launched our manifesto in 2021, for us it was just work done. Oh, good. So next time I have a job interview, I would be relaxed, because my pain was that when I had this job interviews, I maybe met the right candidate and I maybe talked about, okay, let's start. Can you start tomorrow, or how should we go about? Then I typically got the question, yes, but I have some issues to clarify. How about the children's third sick day? Can I get that and as an extra option? And I thought to myself, okay, I have probably talked about our flexible way of doing it, and you can get as much child sickness as you want, because how can I ever expect anything else? You can't work without your family is
when they need you at home, and
yeah, when they need you, etc. So of course we will never demand that, but why should we do it? Because you are allowed to it anyway. And then the manifesto was also help for that, communicating to the new, but also communicating to the outside world that this is how we work. Plus, it was a very good and sound way of communicating our values internally, because it's easy enough to say, well, we trust each other. Our relation is based on result and not on time. We are empowered, etc. But when you try to discuss, what do we mean by empowerment? Give me some cases. How would you solve this situation where you are flexible, but you still need to serve your customers who call you in, etc. And this was very good for us as a process. So the process itself was very valuable Of course, the outcome is also valuable, but the process is very valuable. And another thing about it is that we are always eager to update it. We are always eager to, because it's not a document in
it's
sense
not
of,
set it's, not, in
it's not a paper.
Yeah.
It needs to reflect our organization with all the people we are right now, because
yeah.
we are made up of people. Everybody who comes in needs to give their color, give their attitude to this common document.
It's a live document.
Exactly.
Yeah. The last thing I really mm-hmm. want to tap into, because it's also about sharing the company's economic success.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that people get shares, or what does that mean concretely?
Yeah, we have introduced warrants. That is, the value we create, we also share together. So all employees have shares in form of warrants, which means that they also get a share of the value that we create. So financially, they will also share the success.
And they get it from the first day they start, or do you need to have some seniority in the company?
All permanent employed employees get it from the first day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What an amazing mm-hmm. example. Thank you so much, Ali, for sharing this with us. Like I said in the beginning, this is a very special way to take care of your employees, but we will learn more from Ali in the second episode. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening, and take care.
Want to create lasting impact with your brand while feeding sustainable growth? Check out thecareprinciples.com and see how we can help you. 16 Minutes of Care is an independent production from Isabel Verstraeten, brand strategist, founder of The Care Principles, and author of the book, Does Your Brand Care? Help us reach more companies who are looking for caring and sustainable growth by giving this podcast all the stars it deserves and by sharing it in your network. Thank you and take care.